And here is our result, navigators. So let me know where you think it ranks. I think that it does actually beat Clang and come in at the new top spot, but let me know what you guys think. There's still a couple quirks when it comes to the physics, but it looks a lot smoother. And so definitely a huge step in the right direction. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are following up possibly one of the episodes that I had the most fun recording last night, aka this morning, and honestly, almost immediately. There's so much happening in AI, and I'm so busy here at the AI Marketing Navigator studio slash home office that I have yet to sleep as I'm writing this episode and hopefully getting this recorded literally as soon as I dropped yesterday's slash last night's episode slash this morning's episode. I was on X and I noticed the news that Google's VO2 AI video generator has officially launched. Of course, check out all the links in the show notes to do your own deep dive on all of the news about VO2. What I'm going to do tonight is do my best to give you a summary here of the details just about VO2. And we have talked about VO2 a couple of times in the past, and we'll touch on where exactly it's available, but mostly what I'm going to do is break it all down from the trending page on X here, where I found the announcement. There's a ton of great information and a bunch of good X posts from the actual providers of these platforms that are making this model available through their interfaces. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for anybody who is watching. Okay, so you should be seeing the X trending post, and I'm going to go ahead and start summarizing it here for anybody listening who may not be able to check the post or just won't end up checking it. I'm just going to go ahead and read it for you right here because I think it does the best job of explaining the news, and it's going to be linked in the show notes. So here is the summary. Google has launched VO2, an advanced AI video generation model, now accessible on platforms like FreePic, Poe, and FAL, F-A-L. And we have used FAL before. That's what I'm going to be using to test the model tonight. FreePic is a tool that we have yet to cover on the show. I've definitely heard of it and seen it, and we're going to take a look at it here in the X thread. If you're watching along with me in the video, they have a bunch of amazing demos from FreePic on their account. Poe is an entirely new model or platform for me that I haven't heard of, so that's a new one to add to our list from today's episode. Anyway, going on with our summary here, VO2 is celebrated for its ability to create highly realistic and coherent videos from text prompts, so nothing super shocking or groundbreaking there. Showcasing impressive visual quality and adherence to those prompts. However, its high cost, with an 8-second video priced at $4, and positions it as a premium tool, mainly for professionals or high-budget applications. So you're going to get what you pay for, at least that's my feeling or my gut feeling at this point, not having had any experience with the tool, but just from the demos that we're seeing and from some of the demos from some of the people that I know have had early access, I think we're in it for a really impressive video generator. So depending on the platform that you end up using for your generations to get VO2, whether it's FreePic or FAL or Poe, that's going to determine, I believe, how you're going to end up paying for that cost of the generation. I know that FAL can maintain a balance of credits, or literally dollars, that you can then use for your generations. Okay, if you are watching along with me here on video, you are now looking at the FAL VO2 interface within their model, within their platform. And I really like the FAL UI. It's very clean. I can't remember if I switched it over to the dark mode or if it's in this dark mode by default, but it gives you a lot of very nice information about the model that you're using, that you're accessing. You can select a lot of different toggles or settings about the model. Right here it says, VO creates videos with realistic motion and a high quality output up to 4K. Explore different styles and find your own with extensive camera options. And it tags this model with an inference tag, being a model that's used for AI inference. It also tags it as a partner API model, meaning that's made available through a partner API, and then commercial use as well, hence the need to pay for these generations. And then you can even select how you want to interact with the model between a form, a standard form input, or JSON, or a bunch of different coding languages. So definitely a developer-focused, heavy platform, but again, pretty clean, pretty easy to use. And hey, they're giving us access to VO2 right now, so thank you for that, FAL. And just the example prompt here that we're seeing of this beekeeper with this jar of honey, again, if you're watching along on video, is really impressive. And then below that video, FAL has their pricing structure here. It says, for a 5-second video, your request will cost $250 for every additional second. So that's going to be the cost if you happen to be using FAL. Okay, finally finishing the post here back on X, it says, despite the excitement about its capabilities, the pricing has sparked discussions about its accessibility and potential impact and widespread adoption of the video content creation. So that goes right into what we talk about all the time on the show, what we just talked about in yesterday's episode, AI adoption, the open source nature or the open source need for this technology, price being a major barrier for the democratization of this technology. And so that's very much going to be the case when we talk about the leading generative video models like VO2 here. I want to just scroll down in the summary here. This is the post from Fal sharing their availability of the model, but then also what you're seeing now is the examples from FreePic, where I saw some of the most impressive generations as far as the demos go. So I wanted to show you guys these ones for sure that we're looking at right now if you're watching along on video. Anyway, okay, without wasting any more time, let's take a look at VO2 and what it can do. I think what we'll do is do what we have been doing in regard to a Turing test, as it were, for these AI video generators, at least here on the AI Marketing Navigator, where we're going to feed it a very difficult, complex prompt regarding physics and dynamic motion. The example we've been using when we're testing these video models has actually been a snowboarder on a half pipe doing some tricks and some aerial moves. And that was inspired by the example of gymnastics really throwing these video models for a loop. So let's see how VO2 does with a snowboarding generation and how it stacks up to our previous test. And just as a reminder, actually, just so we can fully appreciate what we hope to see here with the VO2 model, this, what we're looking at right now on the screen, is the winner of our Battle of the AI Video Models episode, where we did a test between Kling AI, Sora, Runway, and I think there's one more that escapes me now, but the winner was this generation right here, this Kling generation, and it still had some quirks, as you can see, but it was by far the cleanest and closest to an actual snowboard run that we were able to generate. So we will see again how VO2 stacks up here. So I'm going to go back over to Fal, and you should be seeing that right now, and I've just pasted the same prompt that we used for that Kling video about our snowboarder doing some tricks into the model here. So I'm going to go ahead and click run, and we'll see what we're able to come up with, and hopefully we have a new winner of our AI video generation battle. So stand by, navigators. Okay, and here is our result, navigators. So let me know where you think it ranks. I think that it does actually beat Kling and come in at the new top spot, but let me know what you guys think. There's still a couple quirks when it comes to the physics, but it looks a lot smoother. And so definitely a huge step in the right direction. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.